The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now when it was the evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the disciples, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Well, here we are in John's Gospel yet again. We seem to be here for a while, so it's a good thing that you are beginning to understand John's Gospel, because it's, like I've said before, a little strange. Jesus has died, he's been buried, he rose again, he spoke to Mary Magdalene in the garden, she went back and told the disciples, all that's taken place, and where are the disciples now? They're hiding in a room with the doors locked. Is that not wonderful? They're afraid. The gospel says they were afraid of the Jews. And that's a good, strong possibility that they were afraid of the Jews, because the Jewish leaders had been the ones who turned Jesus over to the Roman officials to be crucified. They were his disciples. It was a good possibility that if the leaders of the Jewish community could find them, they too would be handed over to be crucified. So they had good reason to be afraid in that respect. But they had another good reason to be afraid. Jesus was not in the tomb. He was out and about. Peter had denied him three times before he was crucified. All of the disciples except John had run away when he was crucified. They were nowhere to be found. They had all deserted their Lord. Now, I want to tell you that if I had denied the Lord three times and then saw him crucified, if I had run away at that time of the crucifixion, I probably would not want to see him right now. The clue is, when Jesus entered the room, he did not say, "Hi there, guys, how you doing?" He said, "Peace be with you. Calm down. It's okay. I'm not here to punish anybody. I'm here so that you may know that I'm alive. See, here are my hands. Here's my side. Now you can really believe that I'm alive and that we're all good." Except for Thomas, who wasn't there, the original Missourite. "Show me and I'll believe. But unless you do, I will not believe that Jesus is alive." And so Jesus comes back a week later and says, "Peace be with you." Again, greeting the doubting disciple Thomas. And then Jesus says, "Put your finger in my hand. Put your hand in my side. See, I heard what you said before. Now it's your turn to see the proof." And Thomas doesn't need any of that at this point. He simply looks at Jesus and says, "My Lord and my God." The revelation that Jesus is not only Lord, but also God, has just passed from John's lips into Thomas's words. This is an important piece of the gospel. John ends this little piece of the gospel by saying, you know, Jesus did a lot of other things during the 40 days that he was with us, but these things are written so that you may believe. Words are important for John. The words of Jesus have passed to John, the gospel writer, who writes down the words so that all may believe. The words are passed on to Peter, who in the first lesson for today from the Acts of the Apostles stands up with great boldness to say, "This Jesus that you crucified is the Messiah." The words are there. Peter, again, in his epistle, reminds us that those words are the cause of the belief of the Christians to whom he is writing, and that they now have the words that bring life to them. Those words of life, those words of hope, those words of encouragement have now passed on again. They are now your words. You hold the words of life within your heart, within your mind, and on your lips. You are the next phase in spreading that word into all the world. What you do with those words is up to you. But those words will bring hope and life to others if only you will pass them on to someone else. You see the chain that is building from the Word made flesh to the words of Jesus, to the words of John, to the words of Peter, and to your words. You have it in you to block that chain, but you have it in you to spread that word throughout the land. Those you greet, those you talk to in Jesus' name will hear the words, and those words will bring life to others. How will your words impact your life? Amen.